Case, please.
First case, case number 10,085, Fred L. Hopkins, east of Road 305, 2,050 feet south of Road 48. They're seeking a variance from a side yard setback requirement. Looks like they're looking for a 6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard requirement. I have a picture of the trailer there.
Up here, Mr. State your name and address for the record, please.
Fred L. Hopkins, 24307.
Hollyville Road.
Hollyville Road.
All right, Mr. Hopkins, you swear, affirm, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Oh,
take the podium.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board?
I had come to planning zone to put replace a trailer on the property. I had a 14 by 70 on our years prior to that. I did come years ago to get a variance, but when we came back, they couldn't find it in the record. It was over 20 years ago. It was 1978. I brought a brand new, and when I come back to Georgetown to get this approved. Well, on the end, everything was approved. I got permits. I went and got the water, septic system, they told me, everything they'd done. And I got the permits and to replace the trailer back. And manufacturing homecoming replaced the trailer back, in, smaller than the one I had in before. The one I got now is 14 by 66. I bought it for my kids. I had moved to Piney Grove in Georgetown where I have a place at, but my kids didn't have a place, so I put another trailer there for them. And there's a little rumor going around about the trailer, so I come back to the planning zone to try to see what we could do to get this straightened out. My neighbor's here tonight, the one that stays side of me, the one is on, I'm only 6 foot, and it's, I guess, supposed to be 10 foot. And I had talked to her before I came back and asked her, you know, she had told me some things that really got, she got upset about when the guy put it in, something about a mailbox that he tore down. And I asked manufacturing home, they say they didn't realize they had done it, but as is, my brother-in-law, I think he's part of the owner of the, and my sister, because she signed everything over to them if something happened to her. They here tonight. And I had talked to her and said, if I noted, you know, she had to call my mother, because my mother stayed three doors from her, which I think my mother wrote in a letter here today, too. Should be here, because she told me she's sick. She couldn't make it. I would have come and fixed it. And I understand that, you know, that what happened, and I apologize. And if I could have done anything, I would have really done it. Even put a new mailbox, if it came down to the point, I told her that. And I said, well, I'm already coming back for a verdict, and you will probably see somebody, and it will probably come to your home if you have any objection. You know, we talked it over, and she said she didn't have any problem with it as now. So she's here, and, you know, whatever. You know.
Okay.
Mr. Hopkins, you said you got a trailer in 07? I've got a permit for a mobile home in 12-12-07.
12-12-07.
It's never been inspected. Is that the
Yes, it's been inspected all the way up until the last, everything, the footers was inspected to put it in. The septic tank was a street. We had already done that. I went back to the
This is the one and the same that you're speaking about? The
yes,
permit
the one.
You got?
Yes, uh-huh. They told me I had to do a new septic system, which I did and paid for it, and I got that all. And then when I went back, they gave me the permits and told me that it was fine to put it there. And I'm thinking, because I already had a 14 by 70 there in the previous year, and this is a smaller trailer, 14 by 66, that it wasn't a problem, because the same in the same place that where the trailer's at, it's the same place. But what happened, I think, because my neighbor had a fence along there, and she could see more of my trailer now. And she said they was putting a fence back, and you know, prior to that,
you have a permit for this trailer now.
Yes, uh huh.
You have a copy of that? I'd like to see that.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Mr. Hopkins, who's going to reside in the trailer?
Who's going to reside?
Who's going to live there?
My kids.
Your
my
kids?
Daughter.
Okay.
They didn't have a place in there. Here and there, and I got told the land was setting there. I used to live there myself, and you know, kids, you know, things are so high, you know, I try to, you know, help my kids out. That's all I was doing, you know.
There you go. You can have this one. So you got your footer and everything tied, and now you're at the point where you need a variance for the side yard.
Everything's in. The footer's down. The trailer's anchored down. They come and respect the footers on the last inspection. I don't know what happened, but anyway, I guess that's when they all come. I guess the guy come out because he did said he come out, and he said it looked like to him too. It was just a little, you know, it wasn't 10 foot over, and he went back and I paid him $400 to go to do the everything so we could try to get this thing solid sale.
Chairman,
tonight.
For the board's information, the planning and zoning now has been licensed, okay,
mm-hmm.
and to do footers.
Oh, okay.
Building code, okay, and to make sure the tie downs are correct and everything like that. So that's what he's talking about, the
came
through planning and zoning now. It's not building code. Well, they're doing part of them, too, and we are also doing part of them. Okay, so if you hear them say planning and zoning mm-hmm. inspector did it, they're qualified to do it now.
Oh, we appreciate
okay.
that. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hutt? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Rickard, the I take it that because it's GR, it's not a...
Excuse me.
There's not a three-quarter acre requirement.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have some correspondence that's 24331 Holly Road. Where is that close to you?
That's my mother.
Okay.
She's three doors. She's written a letter.
That's in favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Hopkins, the mobile that's there now is setting just like the old one?
Just like the old one.
Okay, so really, with 80-foot frontage and 66-foot mobile home, you couldn't fit it on there the way it is right now with a 10-foot setback on both sides?
Yes, that's when I went to get the permits, I told it, the lady, that it's certainly going to be set in the same place and what we were looking at. And I don't know whether, you know, she really, you know, understand what, but she said, you know, after I went and got the water system, she told me she couldn't do it because she had to go back and make sure the septic system was right and all that. But when somebody come out, they said I had to get a new system. So I'd done all of that. And she said, well, when I come back, they gave me the permits. And I can't, like you say, with a 66 foot, I cannot have a virus like that, even when I had the other. You know, but
the old one's set in this pretty much the same footprint as this.
Same footprint.
And how long was it?
I bought a brand new in 1978.
And how long was it?
14 by 70.
70, okay.
Mm, this is 14 by 66.
So this is less of an encroachment
than
the old one was.
Less than the old one.
Thank you.
Okay, again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, in the case of 10,085, I believe it is unique in the fact that it's the size of the lot and the mobile home that is proposed is actually creates less of an encroachment than the previous mobile home. I believe it's necessary to enable reasonable use. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood because there has already been a larger mobile home there since 1978. And I believe it's a minimum variance for relief. Therefore, I would move that we approve case number 10,085.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,085. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.